This morning, we're talking about a pretty recently formed task force.
Yeah, the mayor's task force, and also the city council is looking into incentives for local business to get them to export more.
Where is this push coming from?
Well, there was about a year ago or so, the Brookings Institution, I believe, did a study of the metro areas in the United States and ranked them by their how much they were exporting. And Jacksonville came in pretty low on that. And that was a surprise, given that we're a port city and we're also a manufacturing center. That's when the city started getting serious about, we've got to figure out a way to find overseas markets for our manufacturers here in town and get them to export more.
And what is the proposal before the city council?
It would incentivize local manufacturers to export goods and services to foreign countries and hopefully expand their hiring here in Jacksonville.
So this seems to be a priority for the mayor. Do you anticipate pushback to this?
You know, I think it raises the incentive debate again. There's going to be the question, is it right for the city government to be giving taxpayer money to, let's say, Swisher Cigars to help them export more cigars to foreign countries, especially at a time when the city doesn't have a lot of money to begin with? Yeah, I think there is going to be some pushback. It's basically giving money to businesses to do what is in their own best interest to do what they should be doing anyway, which is finding new markets, expanding their production. So it's like, we'll give you money to do the common sense business thing. It's like, really? Do we need to do that? I mean, that should be something that a business does by itself.
And these are questions the Jacksonville City Council will be answering soon.
Yes, they will. And they've left the exporting incentives as one of the last ones because it's really the toughest question.
All right. Well, thank you so much, business analyst John Burr. Thanks for being here.
Great to be here.